Hey Dosers, Chris here on a Tuesday of Easter week. If you didn't catch yesterday, this is a five-parter. We're doing Easter week together, and then we're going to have a little longer Friday Daily Dose just to celebrate Good Friday. But we're going back, and we're looking at what Jesus did with his disciples on the way to Jerusalem. Famous last words, and he's trying to tell them, be careful if you want to follow me. It's going to be an upside-down kingdom. It's different than the life you know. And we just left off yesterday where he told them, I'm going to Jerusalem to die. First time ever humans have ever heard that the Son of God has come to be killed. First time ever creation has heard that Creator's plan is to give himself up for them. What do you do with that? What do you do with news like that? Here's what they do. We pick up from yesterday. Go ahead, watch yesterday, so then come back and join us. Okay, now we pick up from yesterday. Verse 33. So now they come to Capernaum. And when he was in the house, Jesus asked them, what were you guys arguing about on the road? But they kept quiet because on the way they had argued about who was the greatest. Are you kidding me? You were just told that Jesus Christ, the God that you were following, the nine chapters of miracles and teachings that set up who he was, he just told you he was coming to die, and where did you guys immediately take it? That's right. What do I get from it? Who's going to be the greatest? Who's going to get the most out of this? Where are we going to rank? If you have to come and die, you got to do it for a reason. Whatever that reason is, how are we going to match up? How do we stack up on this thing? Are you kidding me? I'm amazed how often I find myself in Scripture. I'm amazed how I come to grips with, here's what Jesus did on the cross, and he rose again. And my immediate thing was, what do I get from it? How's this going to bless my life? How's it going to make things better for me? And they start arguing about who was the greatest on the road. Jesus has to be deep in his thoughts. He's away from this conversation. He has just told his closest friends, I'm going to the cross. And you're arguing about who it's going to pay off more for? So he wants to set this straight in their hearts and in the hearts of his disciples today. Sitting down, Jesus called the 12 and said, if anyone wants to be first, they must be the very last and servant of all. And he took a little child and had him stand among them. And taking him by the arms, he said to him, whoever welcomes one of these little children in my name welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me does not welcome me, but the one who sent me. Jesus goes, okay, guys, you don't understand. If you want to be first, you have to be last. If you want to be on the top, you got to be servant. He takes this kingdom, this pecking order that you and I are prone to, because we're disciples just like them, and he turns it upside down. And he goes, I know this is hard for you to understand, so I need an object lesson. And whatever home there in Capernaum they were staying in, you've got multiple families, residents, dwelling, and he grabs one of these little kids, probably a toddler or so, puts him in front of him and goes, this is the kingdom, God. Whoever can serve and welcome someone like this, and you go, children's ministry? Are we all supposed to be in children's ministry? Now, our kids' ministry is all nodding their head. Yes, it's a great, royal, admirable, honorable thing to volunteer in children's ministry. But there was far more to that than just working in children's ministry. See, they said, what are you lining up to me for? You're lining up to me and you're thinking, well, what do I get from it? How's this going to pay off? He goes, let me tell you, Christianity, you serve those you get nothing from. You love those that are going to do nothing for your success, nothing for your position, nothing for your reputation, nothing for your finances. And he grabs a toddler, a young child. This is the upside down kingdom. He's trying to get in their heads. Famous last messages, famous last time with the disciples before he pulls off Easter. And we're looking at these and he's saying, look, I know you're going to wrestle with the exact same things that Peter, James, John wrestle with. And it's greatness. It's prone to all of us. Here's a key to living Christ-like. Serve those you're going to get nothing from. Now, in context, we have to back up another level and go, oh my gosh, it's chapter 9. How many people has Christ served so far that he will get nothing from? That will absolutely do nothing to bolster his position, his possessions, his authority, his lifestyle. He spent a life serving people that could do nothing for him. And now he stops with the disciples and says, you got to get this, guys. I'm about to take the cross. Famous last lessons. Yesterday, yeah, following Christ means it'll probably cost something. Today, here's one of the things it's going to cost. You don't serve people that are going to help you to get ahead. You serve people that you can never get anything from. You bless people because that's the way Christ has blessed you. That's how you're going to live in this upside down kingdom. Do they get it? Not yet. And that's why we have tomorrow. I'll see you tomorrow.